So December starts to slip away. Do you have a list of best films of 2014? Standing out among all the lists is an unusual offering from the prestigious American Film Institute. They've cranked things way up from 10 to 11.
If you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
That's right. Instead of offering their top 10 list, they've compiled a top 11 list of the best films of 2014. Hey, it was a great year. And let's help them out with a mother of all trailers.
You don't believe we went to the moon?
What's Martin Luther King about to do next?
I got military age male.
And I go to worlds and win gold.
Beatles Blackout. Best of John Paul, George, and Ringo solo.
Electrical brain. A digital computer.
Well, we hired an understudy. Let's use the understudy.
You were in Granada Hills last night.
Yes, that's right.
Really pretty. And would you want to go out with me?
Oh, dear. How uneasy I feel.
Call it the takeaway movie puzzle. Can you pick out all of the movies in that montage? American Sniper, Birdman, Boyhood, Foxcatcher, The Imitation Game, Interstellar, Into the Woods, Nightcrawler, Selma, Unbroken, and Whiplash. With our movies on the AFI list here, Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Movie Date Podcast, joins us. Enough of torture. Let's go to the movies.
Let's do it, John.
Thanks for being here. What do you make of the AFI list going to 11, first of all?
Well, supposedly the story behind the scenes is that there was a vote with a tie, and then even after a second vote, there was still a tie. But the skeptic in me kind of thinks, you know, it's clickbait to have a top 11 list. A top seven list, a top 10 list never clicks
Listen
as well online.
Clickbait.
And, you know, a lot of these films are great, but I think this was a year with a lot of very diverse films. And I think that was one of the things they were grappling with is when you have musicals, when you have sci-fi movies, when you have experimental films like Boyhood, I think there was just so much to choose from this year.
Well, let's start with Boyhood.
Talk to me.
But, Dad, I mean, why is it all on us, though? You know, what about you? How was your week? You know, who do you hang out with? Do you have a girlfriend? What have you been up to?
I see your point. So we should just let it happen more natural, right? That's what you're saying. Okay, that's what we'll do. Starting now.
Boyhood, a very different kind of film. Lots of people putting it on their list.
Yeah,
what do you say?
Filmed over the course of a dozen years, you're actually seeing the same actors year after year after year age as a fictional family. It's really an incredible feat, and it's hard not to be wowed by it afterward. Even if the story itself is pretty ordinary, the experiment of the film's amazing.
And did this wow you?
You don't believe we went to the moon?
I believe it was a brilliant piece of propaganda that the Soviets bankrupted themselves, pouring resources into rockets and other useless machines.
Useless machines.
And if we don't want a repeat of the excess and wastefulness of the 20th century, then we need to teach our kids about this planet, not tales of leaving it.
Interstellar. What'd you make of it?
I think that's a real head scratcher. This one is the one that I think really stands out on this list. It was so ambitious, but it was all over the place. It didn't really seem to know what it was. So I think I'm not alone with all the critics and audience members who are wondering, how did this end up on a top 11 list for the AFI?
You'd go down to 10. A lot of science here.
Leave me now.
Are you going to talk about this or not?
Please, let me just go.
Is that what you want?
Yes, it is what I want, so please, if you care about me at all, then please just go.
I can't.
I have 2 years to live. I need to work.
I love you.
You've left her. That's a false conclusion.
Now, I have to point out, that is the theory of everything, and this is the huge shocker that this was not on the top 11 list at all. There are other science movies this year, like The Imitation Game, on the list, but how this got left off, I'm just shocked. I can't believe with 11 movies you didn't put Theory of Everything on here.
Before we go, who cares about the AFI list anyway?
Well, there is a little bit of crossover with the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, so there are some predictors here for what could happen at the Oscars. So look at the list closely, see if you agree.
With all the AFI buzz and clickbait, I love that clickbait. Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Movie Date Podcast. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.